Week, Colin started his service in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, we read about David, the Ark of the Covenant, and praise. And in that chapter, David instructs Asaph. Asaph is of the Levite family, so the priestly tribe of the Israelites, to praise. And he gives him a psalm. And somewhat ironically, the daily reading for today is Psalm 105, which is the psalm that is referred to in 1 Chronicles 16, or at least part of 105. And that's the reading that we are going to have this morning. And Colin, he went on to say, he asked us why we should praise. Almost what was the point of it? And one of the things, he said a couple of things. One of them was, because that's what we were designed for. We were designed to worship. Well, secondly, he said, when we are brought together to worship God, we physically benefit. He talked about the fact that, you know, there are certain hormones that are released that make us feel good. That cortisol, which is cortisol? Is a hormone, protein, nil? It's a hormone. So cortisol is a hormone that we have when we are stressed. So that gets reduced. You know, if we do what God asks us to do and come together and praise, we actually physically benefit. So we are going to, Lizzie's going to come up and she's going to come and read to us Psalm 105. And you need to listen because I'm going to test you on it afterwards. So this psalm reflects on about 600 years of Jewish history, which sort of predates David's time by about 600 years. And it goes back to about 2000 BC. And your test is going to be this. I want, as Liz reads through this psalm, for you to look at what we learn about God. What do we learn about God from this psalm? Liz.
Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake, he rebuked kings. Don't touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons. Till what he foretold came to pass. Till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel entered Egypt. Jacob lived as an alien in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people